Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Island Idol by Jess D. Narrated by El Sanali. Chapter 1. You are personally and cordially invited to attend the soft opening of Australia's newest 5-star luxury resort, Bandicoot Cove on Bilby Island. Bring a plus one if you desire. All expenses and needs will be catered for as we test our customer services in preparation for the grand opening. P.S. Can you believe I got this job, guys? Well, see you soon. Love, Kylie. XXXX. P.P.S. Sigh, wait till you see who installed our computer network. Your eyes are gonna pop. Sienna James drew her arm back, took aim and flung a flattish oyster-colored shell with as much gusto as she could manage. It sailed a good 5 meters in the air, landed with a muffled plop, and sank beneath the pristine water surrounding the tropical and oh-so-beautiful Bilby Island. With a satisfied grin, Sienna buried her feet in the wet sand, the sludgy grain squishing between her toes, and leaned down to get another shell. Taking careful aim, she tossed it as far as before. This time, however, as she released the shell, she let out a mighty whoop. Why the hell had she never considered tossing out her troubles before? So far, it was working a treat. With every shell that landed in the ocean, the shackles of her grief loosened, and throw by throw, step by step, she walked free of them. Before lobbing the next shell as far as it could go, she brought it up to face level, glared at it with one eye, and named it. Ben Cowley, she said, and let it fly. Ben sank gratifyingly fast. Dead-end engagement, she said to another shell and watched it disappear beneath the surface, the way her ex-upcoming wedding had. Without even a splutter of breath, both the shell and the wedding were gone, never to resurface. She held up a multi-hued shell, complete with intricate twirls and whorls. 8 freaking years of my life, she yelled at it. 8! This one flew even farther than the rest, and she had to shake the tension from her wrist as it plopped into the sea. With every shell that vanished from sight, the burden of her breakup with Ben, which had been weighing down on her shoulders like rotting seaweed, seemed to ease. Tossing her woes aside was exactly what Sienna needed. A kind of ceremonial reawakening. 3 months of mourning a dying relationship was long enough. It was time to live again. Hurling her ex-mother-in-law-to-be into the ocean felt surprisingly good. So damn good, she tossed her in again just for the hell of it. The freedom of her actions sang to her. God, she hadn't felt this positive, this liberated in months. If the water could drown her sorrows so effectively, what could it do to her body? She was about to find out. Checking up and down the deserted beach for any possible sign of life, and finding none, she stripped down to her underwear. With one more cautionary glance to her left and right, she ditched her bra and panties. Whooping again, she rushed at the water. The welcoming sapphire sea engulfed her. Warm, briny water closed around her legs, then her waist, drawing her into its crystal-clear depths. With a gulp of air, she ducked beneath the surface, submerging herself completely. Silence swam around her. Salt burned her eyes. Peace descended. When her lungs groaned, voicing their urgency for oxygen, she kicked off from the sandy bottom and exploded into the air. Water splashed in a million different directions. Throwing her troubles away had been a fantastic idea. washing them away in this glorious island sea with only brightly colored fish for company was the single best idea she'd had in years. Josh Lai stopped to catch his breath before sprinting back to the hotel. The lack of physical distance on the island bothered him not at all. Laps of 400-meter sprints across an island beach under the tropical Queensland sun beat city-bound traffic-laden jogs, hands down, any day. 1 minute to get his heart rate back to normal, and he'd head back. He rested his hands on his knees, leaned forward, and took mighty mouthfuls of air.
4, breathe. 3, breathe. 2, breathe. 1, and...
What the? Was that a dolphin? Not likely, unless the dolphins living in this water were white. And Josh knew for a fact they weren't. He'd swum out to a pod frolicking off the island yesterday afternoon, and their sleek skins had been obviously gray. Varying shades of gray, yes, but still gray. He blinked, looked again, and this time focused properly. Ah, person, not dolphin. Woman, to be more specific.
What? Wait, naked woman?
Naked woman wading through the water and... whooping? 1 minute time limit forgotten, Josh stood right where he was and stared, entranced. Of course she was swimming naked. Anyone with a body quite so bountiful and beautiful should swim naked. It should be written into Australian federal law. She should have the political right to display that body to every red-blooded male in the country.
Hell no, she shouldn't.
She should only display that body to him, and only ever in private, away from the prying eyes of any other hot-blooded male anywhere on Earth. Okay, so he wasn't so close he could make out details like cup size and freckles, but his view was clear enough that his dick stood up for a look as well.
Down, boy, he growled quietly. No way I can run with it, would he?
The mermaid rose, facing away from him, and threw her hair back so that the glorious silver droplets cascaded in a shower around her. She let out a gleeful laugh. Guilt filled Josh. What kind of perv was he, watching her like this when she had no idea he was there? He guessed if she did know, she'd plunge back down beneath the water and not resurface until he left. Time to go. Marching himself and his stiffest steel dick down the beach, he hesitated only when he saw the pile of clothes strewn on the shore. A pair of white shorts, short white shorts, a black singlet-type top, and a thong so tiny he almost missed it. A matching bra, a black lacy number, lay alongside the clothing. So, 36C. If she'd been any closer, he'd have called it easily without the help of the bra. With a broad grin and the details of her clothing tucked away in his mind, he took a deep breath and sprinted back down the beach, safe in the knowledge that his little mermaid remained completely unaware of his presence. Chapter 2. Sienna drew back her shoulders, straightened her spine, and with a determined air, turned to face the world. Okay, maybe not the world, more like the poolside bar. Still, the swim and the shell-tossing exercise had done her a world of good. She felt like $1 million. A strawberry daiquiri, please. Frozen, double heat of rum. She shot the bartender a dazzling smile and was rewarded with a flirty grin. Oh, yeah. She still had it. The thought was accompanied by a modicum of satisfaction and a whole heap of surprise. After 8 years with one man, she hadn't been sure.
There you are!
An excited voice purred in her ear.
I've been searching for you!
Sienna turned to find Kylie Sullivan standing beside her. She threw her arms around the other woman, and the two embraced like school kids, jumping up and down and squealing like they had at 15.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous, Kai! The most exquisite hotel I've ever seen!
Sienna enthused.
I know, isn't it wonderful?
Kylie's eyes shone.
Amazing.
Kai had landed with her bum in the butter.
A perfect job, a perfect place, possibly the most romantic hotel on the planet, and you're managing it.
Lucky Kylie. Lucky Sienna. If not for Kylie, she wouldn't be here right now. Kai had only sent out invitations to her nearest and dearest in anticipation of the grand opening of Bandicoot Cove. This was the practice run. The make sure everything works smoothly run. Sienna was only too happy to be one of Kai's experimental subjects. Kylie shot the bartender a smile.
Whatever she's having, I'll have the same, Stan.
Moments later, the two were stretched out on deck chairs, catching up on the last 6 months. Large mouthfuls of rum already sat like a warm puddle in Sienna's belly. Combined with the high of seeing an old friend and the glorious late spring sunshine heating her skin, Sienna was grinning like a fool.
I bumped into Mason and T.S., she told Kylie.
Sienna had seen them as she'd walked off the beach.
Your little brother was looking totally stoked over the woman they were with.
Kylie nodded.
Paige. She seems nice. I've met her a couple of times before.
Sienna agreed. Nice, gorgeous, and skinny. She frowned.
I don't like her. I don't like anyone who's skinny.
Kylie laughed out loud.
You're not looking too bad yourself, Miss James. I don't think I've seen you this thin, or wearing such revealing clothes for that matter.
Sienna glanced down at her shorts and the skin-tight black halter neck, the brand new item she'd bought after dropping 5 kilos post-Ben. Missing him, missing the good times they'd spent together, missing the loving, caring, wonderful guy he'd been before he'd gotten so involved with work, had killed her appetite, utterly and completely. See, there were some positives to breakups. It felt good to wear something skimpy for once. Even if her cleavage tended to spill over the top and she still had another good 5 kilos to lose. She wasn't 100% comfortable with the lack of coverage. But wearing any more clothes in this humidity was inconceivable.
Mac arrived a little while ago also,
Kylie said about the third friend who'd made up their tight clique, excitement ringing through her voice.
She's busy exploring the island.
Cool. I'll go find her later. Did she come alone?
Last time Sienna had spoken to her, Mac had been of two minds as to whether to bring her best friend Aiden along or travel fancy free.
She flew in with Mason,
T.S.'s friend and Mac's twin brother.
Aiden's here too, and he's looking mighty fine, I might add.
Sienna shook her head with a grin. Think Mac will ever notice he's head over heels in love with her?
Yeah, one day, when Aiden holds up a banner saying, Open your eyes, Mackenzie, I love you.
The two women burst into laughter. As if. Aiden hadn't said a word about the subject in all these years. Nothing was ever going to change.
It's good to hear you laugh again, Kylie said. For a while there, you worried us.
Sienna's smile faltered before returning with force.
For a while there, I worried me. But you know what? I'm good now. I'm getting over him. I'm getting over us.
Getting over him hadn't been easy. If only Ben had been an asshole and done something to hurt her, like cheated or treated her like dirt. Breaking up with him would have been a whole lot easier. But the truth was, Ben was a good guy. A wonderful man who'd married his job instead of his fiancée, which meant getting over him was harder than she'd anticipated. The shells in the sea had gone a long way to help her today.
I am so pumped to be on the island, so ready to move on. I bet there are 100 great-looking men here I can move on with.
One such specimen walked over to the bar as she spoke.
They're awesome for sure.
Kylie's eyes twinkled with mischief.
But not hundreds. Remember, the hotel isn't open to the public yet.
One'll do me just fine,
Sienna grinned.
Someone so hot he'll make me forget all about Ben.
A holiday fling was exactly what she needed to get past the love she still felt for her ex. A smile tugged at the corner of Kylie's mouth.
Funny you should mention great-looking men.
Sienna studied her friend's face with intrigue.
I've seen that look before. You've met someone, haven't you?
The small smile broke into a massive grin, the kind of grin Kylie only displayed when she was falling in love.
Spill, now, what's his name?
Kylie's face lit up, then shut down, then lit up again.
Not his, she confessed in a whisper. There.
Sienna blinked. Pardon? Kylie looked around as if checking for prying ears. There were none.
I've met 3 guys, Si. 3. And I think I'm in love with all of them.
Sienna's jaw dropped. Kylie had always enjoyed a healthy romantic life, but 3 men were a lot for anyone to juggle, even Kylie.
Do they know about one another?
Kylie's grin increased.
I would say so, since I'm sleeping with all 3 of them at the same time.
Sienna gaped at her friend.
You're what? There's something about the air out here,
Kylie said with a carefree chuckle.
The freedom. It's like magic, intoxicatingly so. It makes you do things you'd never do in Newcastle.
3 of them?
Sienna spluttered. Kylie nodded, her face aglow.
3 of them.
For the second time in 20 minutes, Sienna squealed.
I want details! Every last sordid one!
Kylie blushed.
Mind if we skip the deets for now? I'm still kind of getting used to them myself. But I could introduce you to all 3 tonight at the soft opening party at Bar of Oak, if you like.
If I like? Sheesh, try keep me away.
Wow. Kylie and 3 men. I don't know if I'm excited for you or plain shocked out of my skull.
I'm still kind of shocked about it myself, Kylie confessed. But do me one favor. Give the island a chance to work its magic on you. Experience the freedom. Let the air intoxicate you too. Then you can decide if you're shocked.
She winked.
Or just plain jealous.
Deal.
Sienna laughed and sipped her drink, surprised to find it almost finished.
So you think I'm going to be jealous? Hun, for the last 8 years you've had sex with 1 man. 1. No variety, no choice, 1 old guy.
Kylie teased.
You are going to be green with envy.
Well, how can I argue when you put it like that?
Not that she'd ever had need to complain. As lovers went, Ben was a 10 out of 10, 20 out of 10. Loving, attentive, inventive, adventurous, and satisfying. Oh, so satisfying. But since he hadn't had time for sex in the months leading up to the breakup, there'd been a distinct lack of satisfaction on Sienna's part.
Who knows, Si? Maybe you'll meet 3 men this weekend.
Sienna snorted. I'd be happy with 1. Well, 1 at a time, anyway. Any more than that was not a number she'd feel comfortable juggling, regardless of the magic island air. Kylie signaled to a waitress and ordered another daiquiri.
It's for you, she told Sienna. I have to run. Have another drink. Enjoy the sunshine, relax, and forget about Ben, okay?
No worries, Sienna answered, the combined effects of the rum and the Queensland heat already deliciously numbing her senses. She patted her bag.
I'm good here. Got my book in my sunnies. And I intend to read, drink, and ogle hotties until dinner, at least.
Sounds like a plan. Kylie stood and straightened her tight manager skirt.
Sienna couldn't let her leave without asking the one question that had been playing on her mind since receiving her beautifully printed invitation.
Hey, Kai.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend's gaze was focused on the bar.
I'm dying to know. Who installed your computer network?
Kylie turned to her with a glint in her eyes.
If I told you it was a lie, would you believe me?
If you told me what was a lie?
A lie of epic proportions, I might add.
Sienna shook her head in confusion.
You lied. There's no one going to make my eyes pop.
Kylie turned to the bar again, raised her hand, and waved. A man waved back. The same hottie Sienna had noticed a few minutes earlier. Tall, with enormous shoulders, he headed towards Kylie. Kylie watched his approach, then flashed Sienna a wicked smile.
Believe me, see, this is the only lie you've ever wanted.
She checked the man's approach, checked her watch, and smiled again.
Gotta run. Later, babe.
And she was gone, her heels tap-tapping over the travertine tiles surrounding the pool. Dazed, Sienna watched her leave. What the?
Bloody hell.
The stunned expletive had Sienna whirling around.
Sienna James.
She raised her head to stare up, up, up at the man Kylie had waved to. Hottie for sure. His white t-shirt hugged broad shoulders and low-slung boardies highlighted trim hips and long muscular legs. Never mind hot. Scorching. He pulled off a trendy pair of sunnies and stared at her with exquisite green eyes. Familiar eyes.
It really is you. And you still have your freckles.
Yeah, compliments of the sun. She had a ton of them. The man knew her. Of that there was no question. But damned if she could place him. She looked at him questioningly, taking in the silky hair that casually curled around his neck, as though he hadn't had a chance to cut it in months. Once it must have been pure brown, but the island sun had kissed it, leaving blonde streaks woven through the russet strands. His skin was tanned gold, confirming her assessment of the time he'd spent in the sun, and his lips, full, gorgeous, and ruby red, were curved in a bewildered smile. At least a week's worth of stubble shadowed his jaw and upper lip.
Elsie, you look better now than you did 12 years ago, and man, you looked good then.
Recognition hit, the force enough to take her breath away. Suddenly, Kylie's words made perfect sense. It wasn't a lie she'd been referring to. It was a lie, or to be more specific, a Joshua lie. A heart-stoppingly gorgeous, all-grown-up Joshua lie.
Josh? She asked tentatively.
He nodded.
In the flesh.
And oh, dear Lord, what flesh it was. If the teenage Josh had made her blush like a fool, the very adult version made every nerve ending stand to attention. At 16, he'd been cute. At 30, he was full-blown sex on a stick. He sat with a thunk on the deck chair Kylie had vacated and shook his head in wonder.
Christ, if you weren't the star feature in every wet dream I ever had.
Her eyes popped open.
If I wasn't what?
My wet dream every night for years,
he said, his gaze roaming over her face.
How are you, see?
She blinked several times, processing his words, his presence leaving her staggered. Josh was here, on the island. Josh Lie, or as she, Mac, and Kylie had called him, Josh, lie with me. Nope, hang on. She was the only one who'd called him that, and only when he wasn't anywhere near. Kai and Mac had called him Josh Lai with sigh. Sienna had only a crush on him the entire way through high school. She'd have shed her good girl image in a second if even once he'd shown her any interest. Hell, she'd have tossed her much-cherished virginity aside in a heartbeat for 5 minutes with him. God, she hadn't seen him in 12 years. I'm okay. She finally found the presence of mind to answer his question. You? His gaze dropped to her chest and then slowly made its way down to her thighs. A grin tugged at his lips. Good. Never better. Sienna frowned. You know, you have some kind of cheek, mister. He cast her a questioning look. I do. Where do you get off making me the center of your wet dreams anyway? Where do I get off? His lips twitched, as though he tried to repress a bark of laughter. You really need me to answer? Sienna resisted the urge to drop her head in her hands and cover the blush she knew blossomed on her cheeks. Shit, that was so not what she'd meant.
Listen up, mate. I haven't seen you in forever, and you greet me with an explicit insight into your teenage fantasies.
Nice. Real nice.
Oh yeah, real nice. It would have been nicer to know when she was a teenager, too. When he'd been the main feature of every one of her adolescent dreams?
Josh's gaze dropped to her chest again, the exact place where her cleavage spilled over the top, and he let out a low wolf whistle.
Not just a teenage fantasy. I strongly suspect you're going to be the center of a full-blown adult wet dream tonight as well. Mine.
She gaped at him.
You didn't say that.
His eyes twinkled as he winked.
I always did like the way you blushed in school.
How quickly those cheeks filled with color.
Seems like nothing's changed.
Apparently nothing had changed. She'd blushed as a teenager every time Josh had walked into a room, and she was blushing again now. It was like her body couldn't deny her attraction to him. Josh eyed her sexily.
I still like how you look when you blush, like a mixture of a penthouse centerfold and an innocent kid.
She snorted. I'm 30 years old, hardly an innocent kid.
Which leaves a penthouse centerfold.
She opened her mouth to retort and realized she was struck speechless. A rumble of laughter filled the air.
There it is again, the trademark Sienna James blush.
Damn it, you're doing this on purpose. You haven't changed one bit, have you?
Josh shook his head.
Nope, I was crazy about you in school, and after spending 2 minutes with you now, I'm crazy about you all over again.
Phew. She dismissed his comment with a flick of her wrist, although she couldn't hide her smile. Or deny the tug of awareness that flickered through her belly and lower. It was the first tug she'd felt for anyone other than Ben in a seriously long time.
What are you doing on the island?
Time, he grimaced. 2 months hard labor.
You work here?
Would surprises never cease? He nodded.
It's been hell, I tell you, hell. I'm forced to swim every morning, sail a cat at sunset, dive on weekends, and run barefoot along the beach every lunch hour. It's killing me.
She gave him a commiserative nod.
I can see the toll it's taken. You look awful.
Awful good. He looked downright lickable. Sienna could only thank her lucky stars the waitress arrived with her daiquiri at that moment. Otherwise, she would, without a doubt, have licked him. Not all over, just a little sample of his neck, and maybe his lips, and if she could just get that t-shirt out of the way, then maybe a nipple as well.
Sienna, concentrate!
She took a very long sip of daiquiri and shoved all the thoughts of licks, lips, and nipples aside. So, what hard labor have you been sentenced to?
installing the computer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?